We end up Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the beginning of the Gemara to get into the swing of the sugya. Omar Shmuel Mibnei Ma Omru Metzias Kotten Lovit. Why does the Tana, the Mishnah, hold the Metzias Kotten Lovit? Because normally, when a cotton finds a metziah, he brings it to his father. He doesn't keep it for himself. So, the pashtus is, we'll see it as the sugya progresses, that Shmuel holds, the Tana of the Mishnah holds, Bechlal, a cotton doesn't have any zchiya. In Memele, so they were mesakin, when Chazal were mesakin, Amid Rabbonon, there's a din zchiya. So they said the zchiya is to the father, because normally the cotton will give it to the father. So the takana was that lechatchila, when Metzias Bnoi, a cotton goes la'oviv. The member of the Sova Shmuel, cotton less lay schia lenav shemi daraisa. But a cotton doesn't have a din schia midaraisa. The whole schia is a drabondic yidin. So midarabonam, since he normally gives it to the father, so the drabondic yidin schia, it's a chavagishtel that belongs to the father. For Sanya, we learned in a baraisa, a soicher as a poil, Yilakit b'noi achav. If a person hired a poil in a field, so the poil is an oni and the ben is also an oni, is yilakit b'noi achav, so the son could take the leket that is falling b'shas the k'tzire of his father, because they're aniyim, so they're entitled to leket. What is lemechza l'shlish l'aviyah? But what is, if his father is an oris in the field, and he gets a percentage of that what grows, so he has a din bailam. So if he is a bailam on the field, so we have a klal, l'shalaket l'oni l'hazer oni al shaloi, that what a oni is, the field of an oni, he's not permitted to take the leket. So memele, so that's why it says, l'shlish l'viya lo yilakit b'noi achav. He should, since the father is not permitted to take the leket, so the leket of the son, the Gemara compared this to Metzia, so it's La'oviv, so it comes out when the son will take the leket, automatically it goes to Oviv, and Oviv is not permitted to take the leket, so leket lo'ni la'hazroni al shaloi, so le'yilaket b'noi achav. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Benkach uBenkach, Yilakek B'noi V'ishtei Achav. V'amah Shmuel Aloche K'Rabbi Yosi. And Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So how do we understand this Aloche? So the Gemara says, I Amrit B'Shloime, if you will say, Kotten Islei Schia L'Navshei, Midaraisa, if you'll say a cotton is eicha min ha-teire, ki kamalakeit, l'navshe kamalakeit. So then, when he picks it up, it says, vavua mineika zochi, if he'll give it later to the father, but that's no problem. L'maise, when he picked it up, he was zeicha in the leket. So, and he's not the Bailam on the Karke. The father, Babu Minei Kozochi, if the father takes it from him, he gives it to the father, which is no problem. Ela Yamrit Kotl Leschei Schiel Anavshei, but if he will say that the whole Schi of a Kotl is only at the Rabbonu de Kedin, and the Rabbonu de Kedin was La'oviv, Metzias Kotn Lover Shibisha Shemoitza Meritza Itzlovi, that's why they were Mesakim, that it belongs directly to the father. Ki Kamalakit Loviv Kamalakit. So when the Kotn is being Malakit, so it goes direct to the father. So the father is not allowed to take the Leket from this field since he's a Balasode. Avu Oshiru Amai Ishtoi Ubnoi Malakit Achav. He says, so we have a problem. Shmuel said Pshat na Mishneh, that the whole reason why it belongs to the father is because that was Takonas Chazal. The whole din Tzchiya was, they said, when a cotton picks up, since it's Maritza, it's a love, so it belongs L'chatchila L'oviv. So how could Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yossi that says V'noi Malakit Achav? And Rabbi Yossi L'chaira holds that if Rabbi Yossi holds V'noi Malakit Achav, so Rabbi Yossi holds that the cotton is Eichem in Atere. So how does these two things stem? So the Gemara says, with no kasha, Shmuel taime de tanda di don kama, v'lei le svirale. So as the sugya progresses, we'll see Tosis, we'll understand a little better. But al kaponim, Shmuel said, there's a machlokes tanoim. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that Metzias Kotn belongs directly to the father. The father is Zeicher directly, because the Kotn doesn't have any Schia. And when they were Mesakin Adin Schia, they were Mesakin it directly for the father, because eventually it ends by the father. So they said that the Rabbanu Tikkun Schia goes directly to the father. That's the Svara of the Tana in our Mishnah. 100% according to the Tana in our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, like the Tana Kame of Rabbi Yossi, that it was a machzel shlishal via lo yelaki b'nai achav, because when the son picks up, he's picking up, this father gets a direct schia from what the son picks up, and so this, he can't be Zeichen the Leket since he's a Balasode. So Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yossi Laloche, the Tan of our Mishnah is Chilek on Rabbi Yossi, holds like the Tan of Kama of the Barais. Frekte Gemore, Vesova Rabbi Yossi, Kotten Isla Ischia Midaraisa, does Rabbi Yossi hold that a Kotten is taki zusrischim idaraisa. That means the only way the Gemara understood that Rabbi Yossi could hold that b'nai malakit achav, that stavkev he is schiyem idaraisa. If he is schiyem idarabonon, would go directly to the father. So you have to say Rabbi Yossi holds a kotn isla schiyem idaraisa. Osnan, we learned a Mishneh. Metzias chere shayte bekotten, yesh behem mishum gezel mibnei dar keshal. That when a cotton picks up a metzia, there's only gezel of dar keshal. Iker adin, it doesn't belong to them. But al kaponim mibnei dar keshal, you shouldn't take it away from them. Rabbi Yossi oima gezel gomo. Omar Rav Chisda Gezel Gomel Midevreim. And Rav Chisda said, Pshat in Rabbi Yossi, that what Rabbi Yossi said, Gezel Gomel, does not, you have to take this with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean it's a gezel goma d'iraisa. Because the fellow, according to Rabbi Yossi, does not belong to the cotton minatayr. It's only at the rabbon and the kedin. So what is pshat? The Rabbi Yossi means gezel goma mid-rabbon and it's a gezel goma. So what is the difference if it's a gezel goma midarabonon, if it's neidar kei sholem? Nafkemine lohitziyo bidayon. The nafkemine will be, if the whole time gezel is metzias cotton, yesh v'shem gezel mib neidar kei sholem, is only a chetchile de kedin, you should not take away from the cotton. If you took away from the cotton, so then, finished, it's a regenomen. Was not a proper thing to do, but yeah, but will belong to the one who took it away. No. Rabbi Yossi says it's a gezel gomo midevrayim, and therefore one can schlep the toikif to the entire and be might see it from him. Al kolponim, we see Rav Chisda holds that a fillu, according to Rabbi Yossi, it only belongs to the cotton midarabono. And we'll see the Gemara held, if it only belongs midarabono, it goes directly to the father. It doesn't work into two steps. We'll see why the Gemara held like this. But upon that, how the Gemara held. If it goes directly to the, if it's only at the rabbon, it then goes directly to the father. And if it goes directly to the father, so how is this cotton permitted to be melakit? Achayoviv, the father's not allowed to take the lakit. Elo Omar Rabbi. So Abaye said, a different mahalach. Before we understood, Rabbi Yossi holds that the cotton is kind of minatayra. But now we see our kaponim, Rav Chisda Zicha doesn't hold like that. Rav Chisda says, Gezel Goma B'Devrei. So now we have a problem according to Rav Chisda al kaponim. So how did Rav Chisda understand the Rabbi Yossi that says that, that the Bnei Malakit Achav? If it's only the cottons midarabona, elo amar rabaya asu kimi shaholchu bo nemushes daniim gufayu maschu datayu sovri berei dahayech melaktele. So Abaye said that a kaponim. This is how Rav Chisda learned pshat. Rabbi Yossi. The Rav Chisda learned as follows. Be'etzem, it's only a gezel goma midevrayim. If it's a gezel goma midevrayim, so be'etzem, so it's still mamen, it's, and then we could, then it's lecher, it's mamen aniyim, and the father is not allowed to take this leket. So Abaye said, but since the ben is going acha oviv, so the naniyim are miyayish. The naniyim are miyayish that they'll ever be able to acquire leket from this field, because since his sons are there, so mameilim some of they'll take all the leket. So they were miyayish. They were miyayish from the leket. But they were miyayish from the leket after the yish from the leket. So Philonosha is allowed to take the leket. So that's why Bnei Malakit Achav, even though it ends up by the father, there's a din lois a leket loni, but it's not momen aniyim. The aniyim are miyayish from the leket in the field. So Mimele, that's why we can have a din of Bnei Malakit Achav. Omale, so now we understand, now a new understanding in Rabbi Yossi, is Rabbi Yossi holds not that the cotton is zeichem in a teire. The cotton tag is only zeichem in the rabbonim, but the reason it is permissible to allow the cotton to be malakit, because since the cotton is being malakit, the niyim ha-miyayish to go into this field to be malakit leket, so it's not momen aniyim. So if it's not momen aniyim, safil anosher can take this leket. Om alei rab ade bar masne labayim, וכי מותר לאודם להרביץ ארי בסייך שדהו, כדי שיירו עניים ויברחו. So, רבד במס נסתמר דקקה שתבייה. איסס הבייה said that באמסן מצד הדין, the ben of the oviv should not be permitted to be take like it, because when he takes it, it goes direct to the father. And the father has no right to take the leket, since he's a bala sode, so there's a din of leisa leket loni. But since the ben is being malaket in the field, so the aniyim are miyayish from this leket, they realize if they'll go into the field, the side by side, there won't be anything left. So therefore, by bringing the ben into the field, that is misaviv that the aniyim are miyayish from the leket in the field, and the minute they're miyayish from the leket in the field, it's ois mom and aniyim, and anyone can take it. So Rabbata Bar Masne said, that's a very truman hoge. He says, could a person go and he'll bring a lion into his field, and when you bring a lion into the field, they're not coming into this field anymore. You have a lion standing by the entrance of the field. They're miyayish. Oh, you're miyayish. Oh, no, I can take the leket. I mean, that could be that the aloche is emes. But how can one permit such an anhoge? To bring a lion into a field to be misaviv that the aniyim should be miyayish, and then that's a real novel b'shus ha-teirech. I mean, how can one permit such a thing? So this cheshbon of Abaye said, well, he takes his children achov, so memele, the aniyim won't come in anymore, they know there's nothing but to take. Well, the children have no right to take it, because when the children take it, it goes direct to the father, and the father is no schus in the leket. But he's saying, since the children are there, so the aniyim are miyayish already, so what right does he have to do such a thing? Elo oma rove osu she'enoi zoiche kezoiche. So Rove said, there's a different lumdus over here. The svar of Rabbi Yossi is that Chazal said that even though the Ktanim are not Zoiche in the Leket, and it goes directly to the Father, but by Leket, Chazal made Ke'ilu the Ktanim was Zoiche min HaTeire. That's what the Mashal says, and the Rabbeinu Chananel also seems to say like this. There's a concept of osu sheine zeiche ke zeiche. They made ke'ilu, that means that's a din miyuchit by leket. It's not all over. All over a cotton doesn't have schiyah. All over when a cotton picks up something and goes directly to the father. But by leket, they said, osu sheine zeiche ke zeiche. They said ke'ilu, the cotton was zeiche min ha-teir. The cotton was eichem in atayre. No, the cotton, the etzem is an oni, and the cotton is entitled to leket, even though the field belongs to his father, but that has nothing to do with him. He's an oni, and he's entitled to leket, and he's zeichem in the leket min atayre. So memele, so that's why it's permissible. Now, why did Chazal do such a thing? That also shein is zeiche ke zeiche. My time, aniyim gufayu nechelu. This takone that Chazal made, that osu sheine zoiche ke zoiche, all aniyim are happy with this takone. Why? Ki heiche dichi agru leditu nilkeit benayu baschai. That means every oni has this potential benefit. That means the oni has children. And Lemaise, if he'll become an ogus on the field, it will be to his benefit that the children will be zoich in the leket. He'll bring his whole flock of children there, and as soon as he's cutting and you have his children behind him, they'll pick up the leket. So it's to the benefit of all the aniyim. So Memele, this is not trampling on the toes of the aniyim. So Fakelta, the aniyim want it. No, we just need a legal method how to be matter this. Because if we'll go with the algemein din of that a cotton doesn't have schia, and schia is cotton la'aviv, so we can't bypass the, so how is it permissible? Even though everyone is suffering with this, but we have to overcome this problem of life salakit loni lahazar oni al shaloi. So this hurdle Chazal took care of. Also sheine zeiche ke zeiche by leket they made a special takone that were done ke ilu the cotton was zeiche min atayr and the leket. There's some mele, so there's no halachic problems. There is no, we're not harming the aniyim because all the aniyim are satisfied with this takone. It's l'tayvosam. Shalom al Yisrael. This is, so far we had Shitas Shmuel. Shmuel said pshat in the Mishnah, be'etzem the Shia goes direct. The Shia goes direct to the father because there never was a takone that the Shia went to. Since Meritza, the cotton b'chlal doesn't have Shia, the Shia goes direct from the cotton to the father. That's the din metzias cotton la'aviv. And now we had a pilpul, but by leket, if the father is an oris, Rabbi Yossi holds that it is mutter for his children to be malaket achav. So the Gemara had batsim to mahalchem. If you hold that Rabbi Yossi holds chiyas kotten minatayre, so there's no problem whatsoever. If we hold like Rav Chisde that chiyas kotten is only gezel neidar keisholim, then we'll have to say this halach according to Rabbi Yossi. Then we'll have to say that the halacha of leket works on the concept of osu sheine zeiche kezeich. Uplige de rabchiye barabe. Now Shmuel is choylik an rabchiye barabe. The omar rabchiye barabe, omar rabbi yoichene. Now Shmuel had understood pshat nar mishneh metzias koten la'oviv means a cotton doesn't have schiyah, and Chazal, who are misakin the schiyah, said the schiyah goes direct to the father. That's how Shmuel understood pshat in the Mishneh. Upligi the rabchiyya barabe, the omar rabchiyya barabe, omar rabbi yechinim, loy godol, godol mamish, voloy cotton, cotton mamish. Rabbi yechinim had a new pshat in our Mishneh. Metzias godol is la'atzmoy. Metzias cotton is la'oviv. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you have to take the words godol in cotton and learn them with a grain of salt. Godol means he's self-sufficient. He's not dependent on the father. That's the taicha godol. It's irrelevant how old he is. It means if he's independent or is dependent. So someone who's independent, so that his metziah belongs to himself. He's not dependent on the father for mezaynus. So Mamel, there's no takone. So his metziah belongs to himself. He could be a cotton in years, but since he's independent, he has a din godel, tziyose la'atzmai. And now when it says metziah's cotton la'ovid, it could be speaking about a filu a godel. This could be speaking about a filu a godel. And it belongs to the father. Why does it belong to the father? The reason it belongs to the father is because since this son is dependent on his father, Chazal realized if he finds now that the father is supporting him, full-fledged, the father is supporting him, if he finds a metziah, and he's going to keep it for himself, so Chazal understood, even though Mika Adin, the Godel has a yad and it belongs to him, himself, but Chazal understood this will bring about friction between him and his father. He's dependent on his father. His father will feel very bad. I'm supporting you, Kaseida. Now you find a Metziah. Now you forget about me and you keep it for yourself. So Chazal were Mesakin Mishum Eva, that it belongs to the father. Shalom al Yisrael. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan said Psham the Mishnah. Ala Godel v'samuch al Shulchan Oviv zeh Cotton. Cotton v'einay samuch al Shulchan Oviv zeh Godel. Let us see Rashi. Mipnei ma'amru matzias cotton la Oviv. Bishleime bitoi veishtoi taime mafarshal bimkaimem biksubis. There's reasons for bitoi veishtoi. El b'noi taime mai. B'noi is a problem. Meritze itza oviv. Ilkach shemagvia letzoirech oviv higvia. So the omru, the tan of a mishnah of zakot mechlal doesn't have shriya. And if we're going to make a takona, the Rabban will give him a din tzchiyah, so the din tzchiyah goes directly to the father. So the Gemara says, "Ay Shmuel paskin right Rabbi Yosi yilaket b'nei achav mutal livnei shel poyel imoni hu lilket ach ovi veslaket hanoisha." Avum kibel apoy. This is the Tanakam. Im kibel apoy lasasod lemetzul shlish leviya osheru. It goes direct to the father. And Rabbi Yossi says, benkach, that even though the father is lemachzel l'shlish l'viya, also the son could climb, the ima of osher haben oni v'zoiche la'atzmoy. He's zeiche for himself. So finish, the son is zeiche for himself. So the Gemara says, so here Shmuel said, like he said pshat, that the father is zeiche directly, and here he paskins like Rabbi Yosi, that the cotton is zeiche for himself. So the Gemara answered, time at the tana di don kama. Mivnei ma omru metzias koten la'ovik. That's the Tana of our Mishnah. The lay loy svira lay. The metzias koten la'ovik. Fakert that he himself, amir dikizach, that he bechlau doesn't hold metzias koten la'ovik. Rabbi Yosi paskin, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that the cotton is zeiche for himself, and period. That means this whole Mishnah that says a metziah is cotton love, because this Mishnah holds a cotton doesn't have shriya, Chazal were mesaken shriya, and the shriya went to the rishus who the cotton will normally give it to, which is the father. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi holds a cotton is koine min ha-teire. And there was no takana bechlal, so belongs to the cup. Velei, that's what Rashi says, time tadi, velei lesvil de metzias cotton love, if it doesn't belong to the father, it belongs to the cotton. I mean, if a cotton is here, it belongs to the cotton. That's how Shmuel holds. Now there's a shtickle problem over here, which I found the Deutzer brings down this Akasha. The Gemara says, Yamrit Pishloime Kotn Islay Schia Lenavshe, Ki Kamalakate, Lenavshe Kamalakate, that's good. Vavua Mine Kazochi. Now how does this come in? Vavua Mine, we just said that according to Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel, Bechlal doesn't belong to the father. Like of lei, like with the Mitzvah, cotton love, it belongs to him. So what's vavua minei kazochi? So the Eitzer says, if he gives it to the father, so the father is getting the son's leket. It's not pshat. Bishleim, if the son wasn't zoich in the leket. So the father is taking the leket from the field. But if the son was zoich in the leket, so it's the son's leket, and then if he gives it to the father, gesuntai, but not his mechuyim to give it to the father. His bechal is no chiyim. So the Gemara said, but there's a Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that what? Pshat Rav Yosi, midevrei minei darki shom, and benav kemine mid Rav Yosi, ho osu lashmine. That was Rav Yosi, gezel gomo, dichmiru chacham ibetakandom ki gezel gomo, leitziyim bedayonim. That means that if someone took it away from the cotton, became the reisel as leishriye, nimtza, so it does not belong to the cotton, nimtza oviv goizel eso anim, that means a minatayr, it doesn't belong to the cotton. So let's look, so minatayr doesn't belong to the cotton, so minatayr it's still momen anim. So it's, and the father is taking momen anim, I mean, the rabbanan will be, I mean, minatayr, it's mom and anim, so the father's goizel as anim. Elo amar Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi nami kitana di don svirle. Rabbi said, now Rabbi Yossi holds like our tana, the cotton less le shriya. Cotton doesn't have any shriya. And the shriya was, it goes direct to the father. But Gabi leket haino tam, the kim and the yeshle le peyos abonim beishe. Since this poyel has children, and the imatzma miyayishim mileket shalot, then miyayish. Afika chasua kisada sholcha bay and emushis, this nan, meimis aikolodam batorim belek, mishiyelcha bay and emushis, lukuti bosa lukuti, dami shaita, mascha niyim datai, b'nei bohochanami mascha datai. There's a mission to that. If the aniyim already went through the field, the groups went through the field already, so the aniyim are miyayish already, they know that there's nothing much to salvage from the field, so they're miyayish. So, Baye said, some amele einachanami, the Rabbi Yossi holds like our Mishnah, but the reason of Rabbi Yossi is because the aniyim are miyayish. So the Gemara asked, and Shuldik, So Rove said that no, pshat in Rabbi Yossi, according to Rav Chisda. I mean, Rav Chisda said Rabbi Yossi holds it in the Rabbona. So according to Rav Chisda, afa pi she'ein lekotin schiye b'mokim acher, Kan osu kezoiche, they made like he was a zoiche min ha-teire. That's how the Mashal says, the Menach Nanel seems to say this. My time again, niim guf rayo nechelu b'hai takante, triagelu leditu, so memele, so the maskim. Upligi di Shmuel, now Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on Shmuel. The pirish time of the Masnissin, Mishum the last lay schiya. Shmuel said, pshat in the Mishnah is because he doesn't have schiya, and Chazal were mistaken that the schiya's mitzia goes direct to the father. At Rabbi Chiya Barabbe, dom av godo shiyesh lay schiya. Im samachu al shulchan oviv, mitziyos el oviv, Mishum eiva. That you give it to the father. Avolena shulchan seimach shulchan aviv. Afilu hu katan mitziyasei shaloi. The mitzi belongs to him. This is this whole concept of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan vehemently disagrees. It's a different halacha. He could be zayichet min ha-teire. Belongs to the father. and Cotton could be Isaac himself, doesn't go to the father. Now let us see Tosfos Ki Amrit Vishloime Diyarais. Now the Gemara understood that Rabbi Yossi that says that Bnei Melaket Achav is because he holds this Aschia Minatayah. Is Tema Minole del Rabbi Yossi Cotton Zeichem Minatayah. Where did the Gemara see that Cotton Zeichem Minatayah? Behind the summer, the Poch of Sover Rabbi Yossi Metzias Cotton de Reise, and there's a Kasher of Chisus and it's only Midivreya. Minole. V'dilme eina ela midarabona. Maybe he holds it at the rabbonin. Va'aviv loizocha minei klal. Lochi melaket achav. Maybe, what's the whole rash? Maybe they held that the father is not zoiche in Metzias Cotton. Finished. The kid says zoiche midarabona. But the father never gets it. The problem is the father can't take it. But if the father's not, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds, that's pshat Rabbi Yossi. Why do you have to say a whole shtick teures? That's a deraisa. Vieshloime de mistoma leipolig Rabbi Yossi akama mishnais the pilkin the perk haloin, seches mais sheni, the mais perk is kabo, the kulum mishnais yad bein ki yad ofer. That means there is zicha, the rashashas pshat in the stoiswis, that there is zicha, Matzovim that Metzias Cotton belongs to the father. Either Samach or Shulchanov. There's zicher Matzovim, and if there's Matzovim that it belongs to the father, so we have a problem. So how could it be Malakit? It's going to end up by the father. So Kochach he holds that he's kind of minatoyer. Saful it ends up by the father. It's also no problem because the father. Gets it from a noni that was eichen it already. The imtaima factaisis v'neim loilam zochi lenafshi midrabon. Factaisis, why do you have to make a whole geratchke? Let us say Rabbi Yossi holds zochi lenafshi midrabon. O bosa hochi zochi yabu aminei mishumeva mishumachi melaket. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds. That he's zeiche midarabona, and the father is zeiche for him mishameiva mishemachi melaket. V'yesh loima the midarabonon ein svore sheyisaknu shtei zechiyes. That means if he doesn't have a zechiya min ha'Torah, and eventually it's going to end up midarabonon by the father, they wouldn't make such a psachtakone. We say first it's the cottons that then it's gonna belong to them. They wouldn't do such a thing. That means if it's a daraisa, so that's very good. And daraisa we can say, well, we mentioned before, according to Rabbi Yechon, also it is a daraisa, or by a godel it's a daraisa, and it belongs to the father, I'll say. But to make a darabona, and say, well, say it's yours, and then your father will be zeiche from you, he never would do such a thing. I mean, if midarabonon, the whole schi of the cotton, has to start off midarabonon, and it's going to end up by the father, they wouldn't make these two things. First the cotton is eiche, then the father is eiche. So midarabonon in svor, she isakno shtei schi, she yiska ben koidem, vacha kach yiska ov mimeno, elei midarabonon hu bisha schi yisa ben, that could be, but then he has to be a deraisa. So the Gemara said, but if it's a derabonon, so how could the father get it? Babu osher who loved afka osher, claiming even she has like chelik pesoda. Chayev beleket kiddushinen rabbeleza perakama degitten leiselaket loni lahazar oni al shalei. Rabbeleza holds. We heard before that you, an oni can be zeicher for another oni leket, Lislakid loni goes on the Lislahazar on the Al Shaloi. Larabono Nami who hold that they learn that from Lislakid loni, that one oni is not allowed to pick for another oni, like it, Oinafkulumikoachine, Oitati Shamat Mino. Fine, but this the Zichra Din, he's not an usher, he's this the love of Lislakid loni. Or another pasuk tells us that if an oni is a bailam on the field, he cannot take the matnas ani. Shmuel taima the tana didon kama. So the Gemara said two different things. Rabbi Yossi holds that kotna zeich min atayre. The tana didon holds that he's bachal not zeich. Min taima. A mile up me be time of the day, the sova shmu the zoch and apsh me the reise, midrabon abu zoch me nay, mishum eva, uche rabbi yasi. Why did shmu make a whole geratchke? Shmu said the Mishnah holds it goes direct to the father. I pass like rabbi yasi hold that the cotton is like me na teire. So why do you have to make say that our Mishnah is also holds like Rabbi Yossi, and Mishameiv, if it's some Mokhal Shulchan Aviv, then it goes to the father. The Yeshloima, the cotton, the ktoni, masnisen, mashmalei, the cotton mamish. There was a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Teitschwerter. How do you translate cotton? Rabbi Yochanan says, like cotton mamish, cotton means dependent, and then Godel means independent. That's in the dictionary of Shmuel. Shmuel didn't have such tight filter. His dictionary was cotton means under bar mitzvah. That's how he learned pshat. Ba'avo pi she'enei somach al shulchonai. V'lo yezoich min ha'toyre lo yoyle masake she'iske oviv. Kim delekeive she'enei somach al shulchonai. That means he translated, cotton means under bar mitzvah. And a cotton under bar mitzvah, and that's a tight cotton. It doesn't mean dependent or independent. Now, how could you say a cotton under bar mitzvah, it belongs to the father? Right? It depends. Speak out if he's dependent, independent. He's saying a blank statement that a cotton under bar mitzvah, the mitzvah belongs to the father. Therefore, Shmuel had to say this machlikas the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yossi, the Tana Mishnah also, he doesn't have any Tchiyah, so when they were Mesak and Tchiyah, when direct to the Father, Shriyah, Elabadi, Leizachin, Nam Shiklal, Elalavim, Shebishas, Hagbo, Magbil, and Tzerech of it. That's how Shmuel and Shab. Rabbi Yochanan and Oma, Loi Godu, Godu, Mamish, Rabbi Yochanan says, Fakel, it depends on a dependent child, an independent child, that's the thing. Beforish Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam said, Ki heichid de pligi hochid, pligi nami gabi eruv, desnan beperik chaloim. This is a machlikas harishayim, and this, but let's just see the shittas Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah says, Mizake lehem ayidei benoi, Ubitoi hagdoilem, v'loi oide pnoi ubitoi haktanim. Now, there's a Mishnah in Erevim that is speaking about that shitufei mevois. That means as follows. If we wanted to carry in a mevoi, so we were zeiche, let's say this, umarachovishul yayin, we were zeiche for kol b'nei ha-mevoi. All the Bnei Amovi was Zeich and the Schovi Shal Yain, and then they're allowed to carry in the Movi together. They're allowed to carry in the Movi. So it says, how are you Mezake the Schovi of Yain? Are you they Bnei Ubitai Agdoilem? V'loi are they Bnei Ubitai Agdoilem? So the Rabbeinu Tam made a Gzeirish of it. Here we have a Mishnah, Betzias Bnei Agodul belongs to the Father. Belongs to himself. Bnei HaKotan belongs to the father. There it says you can be mezaket to Bnei HaGodol and not to Bnei HaKotan. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Shmuel, the Tane in Shas is consistent. He won't call in one place this one a Kotten, and in another place he'll call him a Godel. The Taich of Kotten is all over the same, and the Taich of Godel is all over the same. So if we have over here Halochis Lagabi Hilchis Metzia, we have Halochis and Erev Lagabi to be Mizakeh through a Ben Kotten, a Ben Godel, so the translation of Kotten and Godel does not change. It's irrelevant what we're speaking about. The Lishmuel, the Omar, Hoche, Kotten, Mamish. Shmuel said, a Kotten doesn't have any Sriye, doesn't have any Yad, he can't be Zeiche. Hosam Nami Gabi Erev, ain't he Zeiche? He can't be Zeiche for someone else. The Yodai Ki Yad Oviv, Kiven the mitzi osay la oviv huanin kol zechiyosav la oviv. That means, according to our time, according to Shmuel, a cotton doesn't have schia, period. And a cotton, what is the mentality of a cotton? When he gets a hold of something, he gives it to the father. So when Chazal were misakin, a din schia for a cotton, the din schia was niskan, it's the father's, that's all, there's no reshus cotton. So since, according to Shmuel, a cotton is not considered a reshus bifnei atzmai, whatever he possesses belongs. It's not called that it went out of the father's reshus. The reshus HaKotn is like the reshus HaOf, and you can't be mezakeh through the same reshus. Is who had in kol zech yosef la'oviv, so he can't be any zeiche, the yodik yadon. Fractoisvis, there it says, mezakeh ayidei shivchosoi ha'ivri. To be mezakeh through a nom ivriya. Now, Tosfos starts scratching his head. No, a nom ivriya is a ketana. Because when she's a gedola, she goes out to lecheres. So we're talking about a ketana. We're saying now, according to Shmuel, you cannot be mezakeh through a kotten because he doesn't have schia. So how can you be mezakeh through a nom ivriya? Vom ivriya, afa pishi ketana. Zochi be'eruva. Why? The mitziyosa ain't olade now. The Odin is not Zeichen HaMetzius, so her Rishus is not Rishus HaOdin. Fine. Ah, for God, the Shmuel, this like Perkis Kabul, Kotten Zeiche La'atzme, Vene Zeiche La'chem. So we have no problem. How could she be Zeiche for someone else? There's no Din Schiye for a Kotten. A Mishani Yos, Mishani Shtufa Mevoi, is the Rabbo. Period. Bekitza, according to Shmuel, a nom ivriya is unique, but a ben kotten, it cannot be zeiche, a neirev, for his father, because yodik yadovi. Vahod omar Shmuel bepek mishim tziyu, the erev mishim kinyin, the rabba omar mishim dire, omar ike binayu kotten. So now, according to Tosfos, a kotten can be zeiche for others, if it's not benoy. Speaking about a cotton possesses a bias, so there's a different problem. It can't be Machna's house. Because it's not true, a cotton could be Zeuche, since she took him the voices of the Rabbah. Ula Rabbi Yochanan, not Taisa says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dama le Godel, Godel Mamish, who had in the Gabi Erev Nami, the cotton, the ain't a somach al shulchan of it. If you have a cotton, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a cotton that's not somach al shulchan of it has his own schia. Is zeiche ka'oma ivriya. He can be zeiche. That's called a godel. The godel somach al shulchan of it ain't a zeiche. But if you have a godel, you have a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, that's somuch al shulchan oviv, and the father wants to be zeiche through him, the erev. No. He, since it's mitziyosei loviv, he, some emele al tzeivim, so he, it's called, that's reshus ha'av. V'tzorich lizoyel. So Taisa says, al aloch l'maisa. This is very shriya. Period. So, Agabuch and Shulchanoch Nerusegman's brought on 2 days, brought on Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat as a second day, you cannot be Mizak and Erev through Bnei Agodl. Yeah, if you saw Machal Shulchanoch. The Avde Vishivchosi Yehivrim, Aval Gav the Smuchim al Shulchanoch. Now, if I suggest, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Afilo Agodl, that has Chiyam in Atoire, you cannot be Zoich al Yodai since Mitziyosai. Today, Ovid, so Lachaira Avdiv Shechosi Ibrim, they also Samuch al Shulchan Ha'odai. Avagav the Smuchim al Shulchanai is Mitziyosim La'atzimim. There never was a takone that the Mitziy of an Eved Ivri or an Omevri should belong to the Yodim. Rein Zeichim Be'erib, Lehav Yodim Ki Adodim. Leishayich Eva Ela Bibnoi. The whole Shash Eva was by a son. The father is giving him panos, and if the father won't give him, no one is going to give him. So Chazal said, then you give the metziya lo yeschusin to the father. Aval odam achem mi alma samachal shulchan chaver chinam kigayin yosem chiyotze bayin tzvoshetem metziyosin lechaver. There's only a din metziyas b'noi hakotin la'oviv, and kotin means dependent. V'cholshkein eved, so mele a yosim, that a person is megavla b'tech beisoy, the metziya won't belong to the one that's megavlim, and who then will be able to be seiche an eved. V'cholshkein eved v'ome, shebizchar ticha heim oichlem, an Eved Va'omer, that what Soymech al Shulchanach meant, there's a reason for it. It's not out of his generosity. It's they're working. He is to support them. So Memele, Ziche, their Metziah does not belong to the Odein. So Memele, they can be Mizake al Yod. Yeah, ubitoi afilo nairo einis mukhal shulchan avia utziyosa lavia mishum eva. Now what is the eva? A new eva, iboi mosolo lemnuvel amukashrin kadamba beperik mad. There's another eva. Kol's man, he has a right to marry her off, which is still vigorous. You don't chap her with the father because he's unpredictable. He could marry off to a manuva mukishrin, so chazal wa masakin, you have to bother his bread, and you have to, even though she's not samachal shulchonoi, but since he could marry off to a manuva mukishrin, there was a takone, all the matzias should belong to the father, till she becomes a baiga. The loike rashi, rashi, the bayos, in the beginning of the Mishnah said that shapirish mishum dersiv, binureho, that we learn that minatoire, it belongs to the father, anayro, the iba posne. Dorma dersiv. That posik is not speaking about schusay momen, shvach nurim, it's speaking about a posne dorm, the father's right to make on the dorm. The kedisa perk, hama the gdushin of perk, nayro. The ishte de zachye beire, now that when an isha can be zachem beire, bapagav, the yodo ki yad baila mukiv lo besayf nedorim, the isla bayis bayis a mavoi, speaking she has a separate bayis, the migid is ochil and nav she is ochil nami lachinem.